Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone, just a few things before we get into today's episode. If you haven't gone and rated and reviewed this podcast, head over now. Go take a few seconds. I always want to hear from you and how I can best serve you guys. Which goes into the last thing before we get into this episode is I want to hear from you. I want to hear about what topics you want me to talk about. Who do you want me to bring on the show? What interests you? And you can just slide into my DMs on Instagram at Lo Wentworth, or you can send me an email, a good old-fashioned email at hello@lowentworth.com, because I really do want to hear from you and what you guys want to hear from, because this podcast, as much as it is selfish about me, learning about other women, using my own voice, it's for you guys. So with that, are you ready? Hey everyone, happy February. Man, January was long. I mean, I saw all of those posts the last day of January that was like January 74th, 2020. I'm like, people have been having a rough January too. It's like 2019 still had a little oomph left in it for the month of January. And then I saw like posts on Instagram that were like February starts 2020 and that January is just the trial month. Hey, whatever works. And that brings up today's topic, which is all about being in the question. I know how many of us love being in the question, not knowing, having so many options before you, but yet not knowing which one is meant for you. And sometimes you force it. A lot of times you force it. Then you know, at least for me, I like look everywhere else for all of the answers, even though I know the answers are inside me. Just like they're inside you and all of that, but it's still challenging to be in the question. And we don't like being in the question because it causes discomfort. And a lot of us haven't made peace with being in the discomfort and being okay with the unknown. Because somehow the unknown is dangerous because you don't know. I mean, our brains aren't hardwired to be open to what's coming next, that it's not dangerous even though we don't know what's coming, and we collect all of the evidence from our past thinking the past will repeat itself, and that if there is a new venture you're going on and you don't know what it looks like or have any idea of what it would look like, I mean, your ego goes nuts. Like, if you don't have an example, it goes even wilder since you haven't had experience or whatever it is you're going on this new adventure and you haven't seen other people go on this new adventure. It feels like you're doing something wrong almost. Like you're a bad kid or you're a bad person for wanting to go off the beaten path or color outside the lines. But yet there's something in your soul that still calls to you. And for me, even today, it's challenging being okay with being in the question, which is being okay with the unknown. And not trying to force things and also understanding, like trusting in my own intuition, that one direction I may think is something I want and I start moving towards it, but something feels off. Like there's, like I'm forcing it, but it's like I'm coming up against an energetical wall, but I'm still moving forward. So it's like, I mean, it's essential to like, you know, you build IKEA furniture and you are screwing in a nail or hammering a nail in the wrong way, and then you just decide to use all your force to get it in, and you hit the nail, and then the whole side of the IKEA thing cracks because you hit too much force and you didn't have the right placement. So there's some placement going off, a misalignment going on. Still, again, doesn't help anything with being in the question. Okay, I have to realign. Yep, I got it, love. I'll just go realign myself even though I don't know how. Yeah, I know. But today I wanted to give you some tips on how I navigate being in the question and being okay with it and what I have learned. I mean, as much as I wish I had a crystal ball for anything, I love crystal ball. Like, I would love to have a crystal ball to predict the future or show me what the future is, even though the future is unknown at the moment and so many anomalies happen. But then also I'm like, do I really want to know the future? Do I want to? No, sometimes I want to find out for myself, which is being in the question. But the first step to being in the question and being in your discomfort of the unknown is making peace with it. Making peace with where you are at, that you are right now stumbling, you're struggling, you're trying to figure out what to do next, but you don't know where to go. You're seeking out answers, but then you also start comparing yourself to other people who you perceive to be successful or ahead of you, or comparing people to your age and what they're doing. So it's just making peace with being where you're at right now. And that goes with anything. Just make peace with it. And then the second step is to ask for help from the universe, a higher power, God, whatever you believe in, having faith in something, because sometimes, actually a lot of times, it's scary to have faith in yourself and take that leap of faith. I mean, February is a leap month. This is a leap year. What happened, like, on Sunday, it was 02/02/2020. And it could be read backwards and forwards, which happened on the 33rd day of the year, and won't happen again like 300, or like, won't happen again like 333. I don't know, but you can go look at it online. But the point being is, like, having faith in something other than yourself also lessens your need to white knuckle it and control. Even though making peace with it where you're at, it's still, you need to put your faith somewhere. Like, the belief that something better is coming along, that something is happening for a reason, that you'll be shown the way, trusting your intuition. I mean, the whole reason I hike outside without a phone, essentially, I mean, I bring it for safety reasons, but it's on airplane mode, is to build that intuition with myself and then learn to translate it into the concrete jungle. But when I'm on the path, I just have trust in the universe that I'm going to find my way and that whatever obstacle comes my way, I'll be able to overcome it and just keep going. So that's where you ask for help or support from the universe to guide you and show you, and then trust that it will show you and breathe a little. I mean, that's a lot of doing, like, being at peace with things and the unknown is so challenging, and even asking for help is challenging. So we got make peace with it, ask for help from the universe, God, whatever you believe in. Third thing is not to compare yourself or judge yourself for where you're at, for your past decisions to get you to this point, for going down the negative Nancy and looking at other people who are quote unquote crushing it. But everyone has a battle no one knows about. Everyone is struggling. I mean, I posted about this on Instagram, and this was a challenge for me to say, like, I'm struggling again with being okay with being in the question and feeling the transition is happening in my life and not having complete control over it. You know, one of my things is releasing control over everything and trusting that I'll be there. So, like, having a huge trust fall with the universe right now. I'll have a whole nother episode on that. But yeah, stop comparing yourself. Everyone has a battle. There's someone who's looking to you, has, they think they have, you have everything that they want and that you're crushing it. But internally, you're just like, WTF?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So stop comparing yourself on your journey. Everyone's journey is their own. And then the next step is to feel your emotions as you take baby steps. There are days, actually there are moments when I feel scared, afraid, and then my new mantra is I'm not afraid because I'm rewiring it. So anytime I feel like I'm afraid and terrified, I go, I'm not afraid. I just tell myself, I'm not afraid, but I also feel the emotions that are coming up and having that self-awareness to be able to shift my mindset. And a lot of times, to feel the emotions, you have to feel the emotions to move on rather than stuff them down. Because if you stuff them down, then they're going to explode. And no one wants that. I mean, I don't like myself when I have all of these pent up emotions. And a lot of time my emotions manifest in anger. It's how I learned to express myself growing up. And probably how I will the rest of my life. But I'm self-aware enough to taper it off and start to take proactive steps. Because I like being a nicer human. I like myself when I'm not an angry human. And yes, I like myself when I'm feeling my emotions and bawling my eyes out because there's a release going on and it shows that I am growing and not digressing. And out of all of that, like being in the question and taking those baby steps, it's just have moments of focused distraction. So whatever is in front of you, just focus on that and your mind will start to wander. I know a lot of times when I took the bar exam, my mind would wander a lot and I would write in the margin, not now. And if a human would come up in my mind, I would say, write in the margin, not now, Susie, not now, David, not now, et cetera, et cetera. Like later, like I wasn't available to get distracted with the make-believe conversation in my head while I was taking a time test that was stressful. And the same goes for being in the question. Like you don't know the answer, so your mind keeps wandering to try to figure it out and you're white-knuckling it to figure out the answer. And then if you just focus what's in front of you in the moment, it gives you that relief and peace and freedom you seek because you hope to find that when you find out what the answer is, what your next move is. Somehow, like if you're able to connect the two dots, then you'll feel this relief. When being present in the moment is that relief and is that much needed distraction that your brain might need. Might need to shift things. There are some days I'm just like, okay, I need to go on a walk now. I just need to move my body. I have a lot of energy. I have to go on a walk. I don't care that I worked out this morning. Like I have to go on a walk. I don't care that I need to start focusing and doing this project. I need to shift the energy. Otherwise, I'm not going to focus. So that's a moment of focus distraction is me going on walks. Give me that relief to ground to be able to move forward. And sometimes on those walks, I'm able to connect things and see things differently that I wouldn't be if I was trying to force myself to do the work that is in front of me, which transitions into my last thing. Don't force it. Don't force anything. Nothing good ever comes from forcing it. Nothing good. Even in the movies, even in life, like back to that IKEA example, like forcing it, you broke a new IKEA shelf, even though I know IKEA isn't the best quality in the world, but you still get the point, like you have something new and you forced it when you just needed to realign things and things would fit nicely. So don't force anything and be open to whatever comes your way to shift out of being in the question. And a lot of times, shifting out of being in the question isn't what you thought it would be in the first place. I mean, the how is never up to us. The why is, the goal is, but the how is never up to us. Just like how we're going to get out of being in the question we are right now, whether it is to move, go back to school, get married, start dating, start a business, get a new job, do something new, wild, and crazy because you feel like your life is mundane or you feel stuck and not knowing what direction to go to get unstuck, that's all being in the question. And the first step of it all is really being at peace with it for you to even move forward, for you even to be present in the moment and being okay with where you're at and not comparing yourself and not forcing things and having faith in something other than yourself. I mean, trust falls with the universe are so much fun. And yes, I say that with sarcasm because I'm definitely trust falling with the universe right now. And I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with that. And I'm working to be at complete peace with it. Even though, again, like I said, controlling things is a thing of mine. But that's with everyone. Everyone always wants to feel some sense of control. And a lot of times being in the question, you don't feel that sense of control. You don't feel like you're on top of the world. You don't feel like you're able to be the fullest version of yourself and take whatever comes at you. It's like you feel like you're spinning but have no focus and clarity and direction, and that you're just spinning just to spin. And maybe that's what you need, is just to spin. Shake up all the things that's going on for you to reset. Who knows? And being in the question is really just a fact of life, as I'm learning and as people are mentoring me on, is that, you know, I'll probably always be in the question with something. Just like some part of me will always be growing and changing and different every day. And that's also a part of life. Like, I don't know who I'm going to be tomorrow, let alone in 5 minutes from now. I could listen back to this and be like, oh, wow, really need to take my own teachings, my own advice. Did that really come out of my mouth? Am I that wise? Did I say something that sounded really crazy and stupid? Yeah, all of it. And that's all about being at peace with yourself on that one. But yeah, today's episode was just being in the question. Like, I was wanting to talk about like the arrow being pulled back and the struggles you're going through. But 99 of the struggles we go through is because we're in the question of the unknown. And since we're in the question of the unknown, our ego likes to go wild. And we worry and stress out. And worrying twice does you nothing. It makes you feel scared. You lower your vibration. You got that old scarcity going on. And so, yeah, it's just a struggle and a tug of war. And I'm always challenged with how to share the shit I go through so you guys aren't going alone. But then how do I go through it that somehow I come on top? So that's also like what I'm in the question of right now. And yes, I work through these steps to be in the question, find focused distractions, taking action of some sort, even if it doesn't look like what I think the action should be, and just honoring what I need in that moment to shift out of the stuck negative energy and still feel like I'm moving forward, even though I feel like I'm staying put. And moving forward in the sense of, you know, removing the blocks I need to move forward. And that sometimes it takes longer than I expect, which is okay. I'm used to things moving quickly in my life. So when the universe is like, no, you're going to be here in a minute because you haven't cleared whatever blockage is going on yet. Yeah, that can be challenging. Being in that question when sometimes manifestation moving quickly is easiest for me. But in the end, like, I do trust the universe and things will move out quickly again and I'll be in the flow. It's just right now I get to honor where I'm at, just like you get to honor where you're at always, and be okay with being in the question. And that takes a lot of courage. Takes a lot of courage because it forces you to face yourself in ways you didn't think were possible or you wanted to. And a lot of times shifting out of the question requires you to face yourself It requires you to face those parts of you you're afraid of, to face your darkness, to face your power, to face your lightness, to be okay with whoever you are in those moments and learn and grow from it instead of being stuck. I mean, nothing in this life is permanent, really. I mean, yes, two things are. You, the fact that you were born, that's permanent. The fact that you'll die, that's permanent. Those two things are the only thing permanent. Everything else about life is being in the question. So it's up to you to create it and be at peace with the ever flow of change that happens. And releasing your control to see everything and trust that when you leap, the net will be there, or you'll build your wings on the way down. Trust falling with the universe. And with that, have some fun. Allow yourself to be in the question and still give yourself permission to have fun in the moment, to receive whatever help, guidance you get, love from anyone, and that you don't have to earn it. That somehow when you open yourself up and give yourself permission to just be with yourself where you're at, things tend to move quickly and shift out of it, and the answers will appear. The answers will always, 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 always appear. Sometimes you just need to pause long enough just to see it. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Low Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.